And Tim Minchin is here. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Welcome along to my World Cup party.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that I'm here.
Why?
I don't know. Suddenly, this is happening.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something. 5? 3:67.
Quarter to 5, yeah.
And I've got a beer, and I was hungover a minute ago.
Oh, no. It started again.
And I've lost my wallet today, so I'm in a grumpy lose-your-wallet mood.
Oh, no.
But now, all of a sudden, I'm happy. And
halfway through a beer already.
I'm halfway through a beer, and Grant is here from Lincoln.
Yes. We're all here, aren't we, Tim?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Are you supporting Australia in the World Cup?
Well, I suppose. I mean, I don't know if that does any good.
Are they doing well?
No, they're not good this time. They were good last time.
Is that the Socceroos?
The Socceroos, yeah. It's a combination of the word soccer and roux. Yeah.
Mm. And why did they say that?
Because they're just clever people with words in Australia. Us.
We've just invited people who are doing quite rubbish in the World Cup, by the looks of it, today, because the baseballs aren't so...
They're German and they've had a bad day.
They have, yeah. But it's not getting you down.
No,
Your wallet's getting you down more, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm not really, really sad. I hope I consider myself English as well, and I hope they win now it turns out Australia are really bad, but it seems that maybe England's really bad as well.
Yeah. It's a bit rowdy in here, isn't it now? Shut up!
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Carry on.
We're doing really good radio.
We're on the radio.
About football.
Now, Tim, when we last saw you, did a song for me.
Oh, yeah.
Which went like this.
Millsy. No, that's not. Da 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 dee da. Millsy, Millsy. Moves me and thrills me. Always fulfills me. Though it sucks when he bills me. Oh, Scott, you are everything I'm not. And yet you give me all I've got. And your freezer holds a lot.
Went on like that, really.
It's really good.
It is good.
That obviously, it was relevant at the time.
Yeah, you kind of had to be there a year ago or so.
Yeah. We just assume your listeners all were. Yeah, they're obsessive. Yeah. They listen to the radio
all the
once
time.
A year.
Now, I have noticed, just from the texts that come into my show, that you never play that on your live shows.
No, it hasn't crossed over.
Any reason for that at all?
No. I just...
Do you ever get any requests for it?
No.
No, I don't.
No, I've judged my audience don't care about that song. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I should test it.
Maybe just once.
I mean,
don't you have some new shows coming up?
Yeah, I've got some shows coming up in December, and they're going to be pretty big, so I think I'll wait until I have everything at stake. And any moment of failure can ruin my career, and then I'll
then
try
do
it.
Would you do that for me?
That'd be fine.
Fabulous.
If you come and dance in your undies.
That's no problem. Now, you helped us out with our musical last year when we did Scott Mills the Musical.
How did it go?
It was 5-star reviews.
Really?
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
Or just 1 5-star review. But it went surprisingly
from one of the newspapers written by high school children.
No, it was, you know, we...
Oh my God, this is the best show I ever saw.
it went fine. And you've got your musical coming up, which is probably...
Yeah, I've done a musical.
Yeah?
I doubt it will be 5 stars, but...
Well, you know, it's something to strive for.
Yeah. It's in November in Stratford.
Is it?
You have to go to Stratford to see it, because the Royal Shakespeare Company are doing it.
And what is it?
It's Roald Dahl's Matilda, but in a musical form. Roald Dahl didn't write the musical. I did, with Dennis Kelly. It's going to be really amazing.
Sounds pretty good, that.
Yeah, it's people singing songs about throwing children by the hair and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just wondering if it wouldn't... I mean, tuck into your beer, feel free, but would you be able to do some kind of, like, World Cup Scott Mills song for us today? Because I know you're just good at making it up.
I doubt it.
Would you? Have you ever go?
I doubt it. But it's so unfair that you just asked me on air. It's like you deliberately did that, didn't you?
Yeah. I didn't show
you
beforehand.
I should just say no, and then when we're off air, give you a little punch.
Punch, yeah.
A little small punch. Look, we'll see how much beer I drink.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a party. I guess it's your day off today, but, you know, I just thought I'd ask.
Well, the Americans haven't scored a third goal, have they?
I have no idea.
He's trying to get away from the subject.
Yeah, he is. Thanks for coming to the party today. Would you normally be in a pub watching the football this time on a Friday if it was happening?
No. I might be. Look, it's not very normal. The circumstances aren't normal.
It's not normal, is it? I'm sorry about your wallet. Oh. Is there anything I can do about that?
Look,
buy him lots of drinks.
Yeah.
All right.
And
give him your wallet.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that.
Or just if you could go to the bus garage in North London and just go through all the buses.
Okay, fine. Okay. We'll do that after.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim Minchin, for joining us. This is Scott Mills, and this is my World Cup party on Radio 1.